Okay, this is a real BS show on a beautiful, rainy, cloudy,
humid
summer day.
Yeah.
August. This first band that we got this music for, it woke me up because the first job when we went to New York City, the first job we played at was a press party for this band.
Oh, wow.
Because they sold a million records. The band was called Alive and Kickin'. And I don't remember anything about them. There was quite a few of them, I remember that.
Right.
But we were the band that was playing there for them. And I think, what in the world are we doing here? But, you know, that's where all the big shots show up and they celebrate their success, I guess. And
right.
A place called Ungonals. And it was 42nd and Broadway or something. I don't know.
Right.
And it was, I mean, I didn't know what was going on at the time, but when I look back at this stuff and I see these bands and the music and that stuff, and I said, shoot, I was there.
Right.
You know, that was kind of, you know, Leslie West and Eric Clapton showed up at one of our jobs there.
Oh, wow.
Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, Leslie West, a bunch of these, like Rod Stewart buddies. I think most of them died already.
Right.
Who was that last one? That real good guitar player. I forget. But anyways, it was quite an experience there in New York City.
Yeah. This band, that Alive and Kickin', they really just were one hit wonder, it says on
Wikipedia. Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I never heard of them after
that. But they did have a reunion, and they still performed some. Quite a few of their, two of their band members died. I guess the one woman, Sandy's still going, and so is the rest of some of the other band members. But Pepe Cardina, he was the male singer, and that he died of pancreatic cancer. But yeah, it looks like they're still alive and kicking.
Some of them, anyways.
Yeah.
You know, so, I wouldn't know them if I ran into them.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting how, you know, they were considered a pop group, but I don't know, it kind of sounds like a little bit of rock to me, a little bit, but who knows.
Yeah, it was.
The label is Roulette. Was that who they were playing, doing a thing for?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just happened to be there, boom.
Oh, really?
With Cubby and Pete Peterson and... Bill Schaefer. Yeah, Bill was from Florida. We came up from Florida. We sent a tape up to Felix Pappalardi. And
right.
He said, oh, yeah, come on up. And he says, we'll get you a contract with somebody.
Right.
And then that's when I got drafted.
Oh, jeez.
That was the end of it. Everybody went home. And but, yeah, let's play this song, this band. They're... From what I remember, they were pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. And
it's an interesting band in the regards that they sound totally different from like some of the other bands of the time, you know. But now this Roulette Records is has a lot of artists that they signed with, just a long list. But it's like it doesn't seem like they're in business anymore. But yeah, this is Alive and Kicking, Tighter, Tighter.
Touch of my soul now, but I'm told to let go now.
It's the Real BS Show. We're just going to play some music today, huh?
Yeah, just random stuff.
Yeah, there's not much. It's kind of gloomy out, but it's kind of nice because it's not hot.
Yeah. If I seem gloomy, it's not. I'm not gloomy. I'm just tired. I didn't sleep well last night, and I had a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I came and woke you up early.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, give me 2 minutes. I said five.
Get down there and get a McGriddle.
Yeah, yeah. We had to hurry.
They shut the kitchen down.
Yeah, they're very tight-shipped about that, fine dining in Union City. Yeah. You're not there by 10:30. You're not part of the club.
So, anyways, I don't know what's next.
Foreigner.
Foreigner?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of foreign to me.
Yeah. They're a good band from the 80s.
That's that guy started it in his bedroom or in his basement or something.
A lot of bands did that,
and he
though.
Just did it with a recording machine.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, he wrote good music.
Yeah, he put together some good stuff, and then he put a group together, and off they went. They made some money, big time.
Yeah, I have to say that they're good musicians. I mean, it's the 80s was a weird decade for me, so I'm kind of, some of these songs I was in, some of them you were. We originally were going to do a goofy show, but two of the songs that I was picking were too goofy for Bill. So they were out there.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Too many.
Okay, well, let's listen to Foreigner and see what happens, see if it starts raining.
Life goes on, no more hiding.
That's the Real BS Show on a rainy day.
Rainy day. It's
finally
foggy. It's cloudy. That's the weather report.
We were sitting out front there watching the traffic go by. Yeah. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. We should sometime set up out there.
Yeah, we should. Just
start talking about people as they drive by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure what we would say. Oh, boy.
One of my favorite pastimes, you know, back in the late 90s, I would, there's a girlfriend I had, and her and I would go sit at the mall and just chill, you know, and we'd kind of watch people walk by. You'd see some weird things sometimes. You know, you still do today.
Oh, big time.
You go to Walmart, and that's an event.
That's an appetite suppressor right there.
Yeah. When I was in the South, in Fort Benning, I remember going to Walmart. And down there, people would dress up to go to Walmart. This is early 2000s. And I was shocked by this. I'm like, who's, I mean, they're like, I'm not talking about people wearing pajamas.
They still do today.
Yeah, but they're dressed up to the T. Like, they're dressed up in their fancy clothes.
They're dressed up in their pajamas here.
And now, yeah, that's what it is, the college students, you know.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't know. I guess pajamas are comfortable. You don't catch me outside with pajamas. But maybe a hospital gown. I'm joking. There's a story behind that. My grandfather, in his later years, didn't want to be in the hospital. So he would escape the hospital in the hospital gown with his butt cheeks flapping, running down the stairs, trying to get out. And they would have to put him back in and then... put a thing on his bed to alarm off if he got out of his bed. That's how he was. He was an escape artist. And I have a feeling that gene's in me to run away like that. When I'm done, I guess, you know. But, no, so anyhow.
All right, back to the whatever. Yeah. I don't know what we were.
You got
John Fogerty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The old man.
Can't go wrong with the Creedence boys.
Yeah, yeah. That was my first band. I was playing in a band that did CCR covers, and that was back in a long time ago.
It was kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's easy music. Screw it up easy, though.
Yeah, they had good different chord progression sometimes.
Yeah.
Something Can't Stop the Rain and all that kind of stuff.
It
was decent.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to John.
Take a lightning from the sky. He bring a strong man to
The old man down the road.
Yeah. You know, it's one of them anyways.
I mean, we have a bunch of old men down the road, you know. You see them drive by and you wonder.
They're everywhere.
Where they're going. Sometimes they're driving to McDonald's and asking you to pay for them. That's my father, by the way.
Well, don't tell him he's an old man.
No, well, he don't look like it, but he acts like it. No, I'm joking.
You don't listen to our shows anyway,
no,
does he?
No, he don't. No, he don't. Oh, so I can okay. I can make comments about him. Okay. Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about people when they're not in the room with you, but oh well. Yeah, we got some music lined up. John Mellencamp, you know, he had a song called Small Town, and he claims he was raised in a small town, but was he? We don't know. I think he was.
You know what? Who cares?
I know. It's just an interesting thing, you know. He was born in Seymour, Indiana, which has a population of 21,000 people.
That's not small.
No, but that's okay. You know, let him write his music, and a lot of people like that song. It does kind of, you know, has a nice song, you know. So I don't know.
Well, let's just play it and slay it and
yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Well, I was born in a small town and I live in a small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town, provides a little opportunity. Hey! Educated in a small town, taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream in that small town. Another boring romantic, that's me. But I've seen it all in a small town. Had myself a ball in a small town. People let me be just what I want to be. We'll be right back.
sweet enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Real BS show. That was John Mellencamp. Small town.
Yeah. Well, isn't that special?
Yeah. The next one is Motley Crue. You know, I admit, in the '80s, I was pretty checked out. I was until the end of the '80s. I was.
I don't know anything about Motley Crue at all, except for a bunch of dirtbags.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of rock bands, though. You know. It takes a special kind of person.
Probably half of them are probably dead now, too.
Probably. They're pretty rough. They had a rough drug use.
Yeah.
The '80s, I was, when 1990 hit, I was 7 years old. So I was not really into '80s music. I was more into '90s and earlier. And also '70s. I liked a lot of '70s music growing up. But the '80s, man, I was checked out. I was not with it. But, you know, hey... This song, I guess, is popular for a reason.
Well, play it and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had a runaway high, so I
Oh, your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love is strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Forget about me. Don't
Yeah, we threw that one in the end of Motley Crue.
La 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 la.
La la la.
They must have stayed up late thinking up them words, huh?
Yeah, don't you forget about me.
La la la.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Simple Minds. Hey, it's a simple song for simple minds. Yeah, it's okay.
Unless it is out here buying their music.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know, hey, the 80s were a different decade, that's for sure. I don't know. It was a weird time. You know, the next band is R.E.M.
I don't know them either.
They're from the 80s and 90s, mostly 80s. I don't know. Probably one of the few bands in the 80s I could stand, but I thought, why not throw them in there? This is one that they were hit for. They got a big hit for it, so why not throw it in there? And, you know, it's a little different.
Hey, it's getting towards the end of the show, so I'm running out of steam.
You're running out of steam? Need more REM
sleep. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. All right, well, let's roll with it. The Real BS Show. Yeah, we're steaming down, you know.
Yeah, this is about the end of the day here for us.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock and we gotta close the shop up and
say hello and goodbye to everybody.
Yeah,
and
Nancy, thank you, Nancy.
She's under the weather. I can't remember what she said. She had a sore hip.
Yeah,
so she probably might have slipped and fell or something. I don't know.
I have sciatic nerve pain and spondylitis occulta, so I feel you, Nancy. I get it. It hurts. It sucks. Hopefully you feel better.
Yeah, you gotta take it easy.
Yeah, yeah. No, no disco dancing for you. What's your prescription?
And stay away from the wood splitter. You gotta stay away.
I'll take your finger off you, boy.
Oh man.
Yeah, shoot your eye out.
It'll hurt your back.
Yeah. Doesn't make you feel like you're 18, does it?
You're all sweaty and, jeez.
Yeah. 18 in the Life. That's a good song you guys did, you and Steve. You know, the previous show we had, I think we did all of your songs that you guys recorded. And I like that 18 one.
18 in Life. Yeah. I don't even know what it's about. But
yeah. Something about, you know, when you're 18 and you do something stupid and go to prison. 18 in Life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Some guy, drank too much.
Drank too much, yeah. Yeah, that's the devil's lit.
Common air. So, all right, well, let's say goodbye to everybody. Yeah. Say Bob Nye, the Science Guy, and Rob Botnick. And
well, we have to also say, you know, this last song is my picking. It's from the movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, tell everybody that.
So it's from the movie of Life of Brian, and it's my favorite movie of the Mighty Python group. It's worth a watch. It hasn't. The topics in the movie are still relevant today. That's all I had to say on it. And this song is a good outlook on life. That's how I look at it. It's a stoic view.
I don't know. This is totally on you here.
Totally stoic, Bill. I'll word it that way so you get sucked into when you listen to it.
All right.
Have a good day, everybody.
I'll see y'all next week.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available in the foyer. Some of us got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there. He chose his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think pays for this rubbish? Never made the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.